This is the Business Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
We've got Don Hutchison with us today. I'm excited. Here's his bio: a lifelong entrepreneur, many of you can relate to that, an inventor, author, and coach, and he hosts the daily podcast Discover Your Talent, Do What You Love, which he created to help you find your true talents and then to use them to build a career of success, satisfaction, and freedom. He's never had a boss and has created 6 innovative companies in advertising, publishing, coaching, and career planning, and now on the internet over the last 40 years. Don, welcome to our program today.
Thank you, Derek. It's a pleasure to be here.
You know, I came from the school of not asking for help in the early days, and it came a point for me, and I've always been self-motivated, but for me to have basically a mastermind group and some others around me who could help me in the journey was very good for me. And, you know, I want to encourage those who maybe you are conscious and you see there's another step, but you're not sure how to get there. You know, there's several steps to do that. I'm sure Don can share many too. And a couple of them are to look at those who are doing it well in the category that you want to, and finding a mentor and looking up to those who are doing it well. Maybe not those around you who aren't doing it. Look to those who are doing it. And those are the kinds of people that you want to look to and emulate and learn from because they've been where you are.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more. I think that's exactly right. And that's the beauty of this amazing thing called the internet. There's so many groups and of different kinds. You can be on a Facebook group, or you can be on a mastermind group, or whatever. And some of those groups have thousands of people, and they're always forums and discussion groups and everything that are very helpful.
So Don, tell us more. Any other inspiring stories that we should hear from the Discovering Your Talent podcast? Any specific examples that stand out to you that were inspirational?
Well, I have to say that they all are. I mean, they all are. Whether it's someone who's been through a physical trauma and that caused them to stop and reflect, or whether they were, rolling along at a high level in their career. But we had a managing partner of a major law firm that, he was 41 years old, and he was just at the top of a top 100 law firm, and he couldn't have been in a better place, and he couldn't have made more money and been doing quality work. But he just, he actually went through, this was when I was doing the career planning thing, and he actually went through this really vital assessment that I discovered when I was still in the ad business, that, which takes a few hours, by the way. And it told him that his aptitudes and abilities, while good for law, were not in his sweet spot. Being a manager, which is a whole different set of abilities and aptitudes, and really working on complex legal issues, really the reason he didn't feel fulfilled is because he wasn't really using his talents. So here he is. What does he do? He's making tons of money, and his family's got everything they want, and got all the outward manifestations of success, but he just wasn't floating his boat. So after going through this assessment in one of the courses that we put out, it took him a few months. I think it took him 4 or 5 months. But he talked with his wife. He talked with his partners, and there were a couple hundred of them. And, they didn't want him to make a change. His wife was worried that it would upset their situation, which was a reasonable concern, of course.
Right.
But after he talked it through with each of them, he was able to work it out. And he was able to move back into his specialty in corporate law. And he always had clients, but he wanted more clients. He wanted to get in more deeply with them. And he was able to do that. And the firm, with his help, found someone who had a perfect manager kind of set of aptitudes, who loved that part of it, the process and the procedures and the different parts of making a good manager. And so it was a win-win for everybody. But for every person like that, there are 9 people that just stay the course and, get to be retirement age, and then they start thinking about what they'd love to do after they retire. But he didn't have to wait that long. He had 20 years till retirement, and he got to do what he loves right now at 41.
Derek Champagne here, inviting you to visit DerekChampagneMastermind.com. This is a special invitation-only group for small business owners who need help with accountability and growth and working through upper limit challenges.